We've had the story with David Suchet. I can't match David Suchet for drama. But I love this picture that captures a night sky and just the words that those shepherds heard. Glory to God in the highest. Here we've got God. You have to stop and remember that that's who it is. You've got God offering us his advertising campaign. Two or three verses earlier, the baby Jesus has arrived. Those of us that have had babies will know it didn't happen just like that. But the Jesus has arrived. And here is God launching his advertising campaign in real time. He's promised in the past and now it's come. And here it is, glory to God in the highest. I love the line, I don't know if you heard it for the drama that was going on at the front. But in the video, David Suchet says these words, he's here, my little boy is here. It's a very human, very real statement. God is saying, come, my son has arrived. And it's overwhelming. But you know, there's something funny going on here, because actually what these ordinary shepherds are being treated to is something most of us will never have. The curtain gets just briefly pulled back and they get a glimpse of heaven. They get a glimpse of glory. It's so awesome that somebody has to say, don't be afraid, it's okay. You don't need to be scared. This is good news. Don't be frightened. And just to underline that, but maybe to add to the fear factor a little. And maybe it won't work from here. It was working earlier, wasn't it? Maybe it's stuck. We should be treated to not a pipe cleaner angel, but a real angel. And the angel's gone missing. I think possibly we need to close down Easy Worship for a minute then. We need some pictures. Do you want to try and click it from the back? Would that work? It's good to pause, isn't it? But we don't always want long pauses. You have to just imagine the angel. See if we can get another page. So what we've got in this amazing story is this little glimpse of heaven. And I want just to contrast for a moment that statement, look at my little son, with angels in the sky, with singing and worship, with glory to God in the highest, and all of that being offered to ordinary people. It's like the curtain was briefly pulled back on the stage and the world got a little bit of a look at something they don't see very often. The fact that there is a God, that he reigns in glory, that he is in control, that he really is there, that he is almighty and he is powerful. And the angels sing, there he is, thank you. The angels, just check, there we go, we're in. The angels sing the glory of God, because God just wants to advertise again, this is truth, this is real. I am at work in this. This is not normal. This is not ordinary. This is a glimpse of heaven. You and I have to take it on trust, don't we? We don't get those glimpses of heaven unless one of you has. But they actually saw it. And so what did they do? I don't know what you would have done if you'd been them. I don't know what I would have done. But they went on a journey. And it just reminded me this morning that some of you have come on a journey just to be here. Some of you have perhaps been away for several months. Perhaps you've been studying. Perhaps you've been away wherever it is that you normally live. And you've made a journey and it's brought you here. And I wonder why. I wonder if you're here because you just always come at Christmas. I wonder if you're here because your parents made you come at Christmas and abandon your presents. I wonder if you come out of habit. Or I wonder if you've come to come again and have a look and think, is it really true? Is there something here? Now, I said earlier this is God's advertising campaign, so I'm going to treat you to a little distraction. And I want you just to think for a moment about Christmas presents. Not this year, because that could offend somebody. That have not quite lived up to their promise. But please don't tell anybody when you go home that that's their present. And blame me. So I thought about things that are advertised with lots of promise. Because God has brought all this promise. And they don't quite live up to their promise. The first thing that came to my mind, because I was hungry at the time I wrote this, shouldn't be a star, it should be a Big Mac. Now there are worse pictures, But what it's trying to show you is that here is the promise, the Big Mac. Here is the reality, the little squishy Mac. Have you had that experience? There was a far worse picture, but it's too early in the morning for it, of a Kentucky salad box. The real promise and the reality, very, very different things. Was this a disappointment for you this year, the John Lewis ad? Who looks forward to that every Christmas? And somehow this year, it didn't quite do it for me, really. Partly because, as it turns out, although Elton John did his best, John Lewis don't sell pianos. Very disappointing. This is a housewife, this is for me, this is a real disappointment. This man says, bang and the dirt is gone. I can tell you that dirt is not gone, it comes back the next day. It is not gone. Massive disappointment. Some of you might want to close your eyes at this point. This also came to mind for me. Trini and Susanna, some of you may remember them, they made lots of promises about the size you could be in your dreams if only you bought their product. Now I can tell you it's not true. It's a big disappointment. It's all hype. Even the alternative brands don't seem to live up to their name. As somebody said on the website I found this photo on, because it's quite an old photo now, all that flesh has to go somewhere. Please don't think about that any further. As a child, I was a scientist. Any scientists, there's children in the room, people who like to explore their toys. Anybody else ever dissected tiny tears? I replumbed mine. It was very exciting. You could put milk in one end and you got it out of the tear duct. It was very, very funny. But I conducted an experiment with my brother's Christmas present. So it came as Flying Action Man. It came as Commando Action Man. The picture on the advert showed Action Man floating gracefully to the ground. From our first floor bedroom window, can I tell you, he plummeted like a stone. He did not live up to his promise. We hear the claims. We have to decide what to do. I'm a shopper by nature. My plan often is to buy and have a look and see, and often send it back, as Steve will tell you. So here's the claim. I bring you good news that will give great joy for all people. A saviour has been born. It's good news. It's an announcement. But what will we do to check out those claims? When that reading that we had, that beautiful story that we had earlier, the shepherds went, there they are lined up, and they went to see for themselves. That's the only thing you can do, friends. We have to go and have a look. We have to test out the claims. We have to see if the advert that God gives us is matched by the reality of meeting Jesus. It's the only way. And you know, I've thought about this a lot in the last couple of weeks. I thought, what did they see? What did they actually see when they got there? Because it would have been a pretty ordinary, pretty ordinary scene. A couple with a baby. Pretty ordinary scene. And yet, the shepherds conclude in our reading, it was exactly as God had told them. What had God told them? He said that a saviour was being born. They saw a baby, but they concluded that it was the Son of God. They checked it out, and they concluded it was true. Have you ever thought about what it would be like to be there and have a look at this baby? They were so impressed, they went back to their friends and told them. And it says in the reading, in the Luke's Gospel in chapter 2, it says in that reading, people were amazed at what they heard. These were ordinary shepherds and they'd seen an ordinary baby. And they were telling everyone, it is true, God has done it, he has sent a saviour. It was just as they had been told. When God puts out an advert, we can believe every word. I'm going to hold this last picture for a moment, because I'm a real softie around babies. Some of you are as well, I know. I've had the privilege, since we've been in Northampton actually, we've held 4 new grandchildren as tiny, tiny babies. It's awesome. It's amazing. But what is different about this baby? See, we hold our babies and we see our family likeness in them, we imagine their future, we think about all the things that the couple are to each other, and we imagine the difference this baby's going to make. We went to see Fern in the summer this year. You know, when your youngest child has had a baby, that's quite something. And we looked at her, and it was just the most overwhelming feeling. But it wasn't this baby. Because if we believe the claims and the promises of the angels, the prophecies of God, the words of Scripture, then this is the face of God. Not just a baby. Not even just a baby. And when Mary kissed that baby, she kissed the face of God. Why is that amazing good news for us? Well, because God has not only kept his promise, but because he was willing to come, to be with us, to show us heaven by coming to earth. Isn't that an amazing picture? And yet that is God who showed himself to us. That is how much he loves us. He doesn't just want us to see heaven and the glory. He wants to come down and touch our lives as a real human person and say, this is what I mean. This is what love looks like. He came to show us. So if you've come on a journey and you're sitting here even this morning, you're not even sure how it is that you're here, have a look again at this baby and the promises that were made of him. Because the word of God is true and he is somebody sent to show us the Father, to give us an invitation into his family, and to bring us his peace this Christmas. Amen.